أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن الناس من يقول آمنا بالله فإذا أوذي في الله جعل فتنة الناس كعذاب الله ولئن جاء نصر من ربك ليقولن إنا كنا معكم أوليس الله بأعلم بما في صدور العالمين وليعلمن الله الذين آمنوا وليعلمن المنافقين. وقال الذين كفروا للذين آمنوا اتبعوا سبيلنا ولنحمل خطاياكم وما هم بحاملين من خطاياهم من شيء إنهم لكاذبون. وليحملن أثقالهم وأثقالا مع أثقالهم وليسألن يوم القيامة عما كانوا يفترون. صدق الله العظيم. Guys, before this, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about those that were pressured by parents to leave the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we discussed the incident of Hazrat Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala an. In the first of these ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speak about those that made a verbal pronunciation of iman by merely saying that they had brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts them through the trials and tests, like going to the various battles, the difficulties that are imposed, then immediately they leave the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they join the ranks of the disbelievers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ, and from amongst mankind, مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ, there is that person or those people who say, آمنا بالله, we have brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is merely a verbal proclamation. There is no sincerity, there is no reality of iman in their hearts. فَإِذَا أُوذِيَ فِي اللَّهِ, and when they are tested, striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, جَعَلَ فِتْنَةَ النَّاسِ كَعَذَابِ اللَّهِ, then they equate the fitna, the trials, the difficulties that are imposed by man to the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They regard it as similar. Here what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala means is that when a person has real and true iman, he is sincere in his iman, and then thereafter he commits a sin, and then he realizes the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he realizes and he remembers the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how that person will make tawbah and he will want to run away from the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly are these that make the verbal proclamation that they run away far from iman, from the ranks of the Muslims. On the other hand, وَلَئِنْ جَاءَ نَصْرٌ مِّنْ رَبِّكَ, that when the nusrat, the help comes from your Rabb, that at the time of battle, at the time of difficulties, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changes conditions, victory is in sight, لَيَقُولُنَّ إِنَّا كُنَّا مَعَكُمْ, then they begin to say that certainly we are with you. Now, with response to this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concludes and he says, أَوَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِأَعْلَمَ بِمَا فِي صُدُورِ الْعَالَمِينَ, does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not know best what lies in the chests of the people of the universe? In other words, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows the condition of the hearts. They are not able to fool Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to this. So this was another group of people that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about at the time when difficulties were imposed upon them. The previous groups, they remained steadfast. This group had left completely and they had gone into the ranks of the disbelievers. وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows those who have brought iman. Not only does Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala know, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows it out to the whole world. وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows who are the munafiqeen and the hypocrites, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows it out also, that it becomes very, very clear that this group is a group of munafiqeen and hypocrites. In the next ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about the disbelievers, how they intimidate those that have brought iman, but they are very simple-minded in their iman. Now the crux of the ayat is this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about one issue and one aspect, that the disbelievers in many ways try to stop the believers from iman, try to turn them away from Iman. At times they use financial pressure upon them by trying to bribe them, etc. And one way, as far as the very naive and simple-minded were concerned, the disbelievers began to say to them that we do not believe in the hereafter, but if there is perchance a hereafter, then you don't worry, we will take over your sins. Like how a person takes over the debts of another person in this world, we will take over your sins and we will stand full responsibility for it in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala responds to this and he says, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّبِعُوا سَبِيلَنَا وَلْنَحْمِلْ خَطَايَاكُمْ. Certainly, and those who disbelieve, they say to those who believe, follow our path, وَلْنَحْمِلْ خَطَايَاكُمْ, and certainly we will carry the burden of your sins. In other words, that is in the hereafter. وَمَا هُمْ بِحَامِلِينَ مِنْ خَطَايَاهُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds that in the first instance, they are unable to carry the burden of anyone else, not even the slightest bit. In other words, not even the smallest of sins can one being carry the burden of another being. إِنَّهُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ. Certainly they are lying. وَلَا يَحْمِلُنَّ أَثْقَالَهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds, the second is this, that they will have to carry their own burden. وَأَثْقَالَمْ مَعَ أَثْقَالِهِمْ. And together with that, they will have to carry another burden. And this is the burden of the sin of leading someone else astray. That you yourself, you are in the wrong, for that is one sin. Then you leading others astray, that is also another sin. So you will have to carry that burden also. So on the one hand, we can never ever transfer the sin of one person to another. And on the other hand, you are very optimistic that you will get away. But you have your own sins and you have to still carry the load of leading others away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا يُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عَمَّا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ. And they will certainly be asked on the day of Qiyamah about the fabrications that they had made in the surface of this world. And in conclusion, the hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that person that leads others astray and lead others away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has his own sin to do with, and then the sin of misleading someone else. And by the same token, a person that guides someone else towards the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will be rewarded, and those that practice, they will get their full reward, and also this person will be rewarded for bringing about others on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.